From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 20th, Iris, June 20th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from Andrew Zimmern, corn fritters, spilled milk, not bar 468. Today's newsletter includes me trying to convince my family that corn is a personality trait, a quick history lesson on why fritters are basically edible diplomacy, a dip so good you will start accidentally making extra batches, an exclusive first look into my trip to Africa for my spilled milkers, a special first look at my trip to Africa for my fellow spilled milkers. Before this experience is announced more broadly, I wanted to share it with this community first. Next, second, from Beyond the Kale. Easy teriyaki chicken yakitori. If you've ever been to Japan or even just dreamed about it, you know that yakitori is one of those foods that you think about long after the trip is over. These easy teriyaki chicken yakitori skewers are tender, juicy, and coated in a sticky, sweet, salty glaze that is absolutely irresistible. Up next, third, from Tell Me Three Good Things. 19th June 2026. Three good things. Friday. That Juneteenth is recognized as a federal holiday, and that so many people have learned more about the significance of this day in recent years. Felix's first stroll in his new dog stroller, which will hopefully make it easier for him to be out and about without tiring his legs. Fresh challah bread, warm from the oven. Now you, tell me three good things. Yo. And then, fourth, from the MCS community by Marcel360, why doing all the things can still leave you stuck with MCS. Hello, MC360 friends. If you've been working on healing mast cell activation syndrome, MCAS, for a while, and feel like you're doing everything right but still hitting a wall, we want you to know something. It's not because you're not trying hard enough. We see this pattern constantly in the clinic. Someone learns about MCAS, throws themselves into research, and tries everything they can find. Diet changes, supplements, and detox protocols. They make progress on a symptom or two, and then plateau. Next, fifth, from Endpoints Pharma, Endpoints News History, 10 years, bootstrap to FT. So 10 years ago, the founders of Endpoints News launched their company with no investors, no backup plan, and split ownership 50-50, which is usually not recommended. But it worked out for them, and they consider that bond their most valuable asset. The founders met 20 years ago while working at a business news startup, and they spent years building a biotech news franchise together. When they started Endpoints, they had a clear mission and values, and they were able to build a product that served their readers and the biopharma industry. They started with just four staff members, including themselves, and had very little overhead. The early response from the industry was positive, and they were able to put on their first event at the JP Morgan Healthcare Conference just 6 months in. The company was profitable from the start, and the founders worked well together, taking turns leading and backing each other. They had their disagreements, but they never held grudges and were able to work through their issues. During the COVID pandemic, Endpoints was able to grow and cover the biotech industry's response to the crisis. The founders decided to sell the company by the seventh year, and they were able to find the right people to take over, including new editorial and business leaders. In 2023, the Financial Times acquired Endpoints, and the company is now part of a larger team with a shared purpose. The founders are grateful to everyone who helped build the company, and they're happy to see it continue to grow and thrive. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.